Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Erev Tov. Yes, sir. Good evening here. Rastafari here on the Thursday podcast here. Gregorian time. What's the time check? According to Gregorian, it's April 14th. So we're looking forward to the Eve coming forward. TJIS, thank Jah, Rastafari, the Friday, the beginning of Pesach. Passover here in this particular season, reasons of the season. We have today's daily psalm, very interesting, the connection, and even the psalms here in the royal order that we had in this Shavuah, you know, even leading up to where it is leading I and I to the beginning of Pesach, Rastafari, the Passover in this season, this time. So very, very interesting. First of all, let's just point out a couple of the connections, interesting points of reasoning. First of all, we had fulfilled with Mitzorah, which is called the leper, right, or the 28th sabbatical study, right? And the Motzi, right, Hara, the one who brings forth evil. So it has a lot to do with the power of the tongue, right? That death and life and the power of the tongue, the use of the tongue. We have the leprosy or the Tzara'at as that sign there. Study in the scripture, we see Moshe was the first one afflicted with that, quote, leprosy or tzara'at, right? And also the connection with the motzi ra'a, the one who brings forth evil, unkind, that which is hurtful, that which is bad. As Moses, he assumed or he said that the children of Israel wouldn't believe him, would say that Jehovah did not appear to him. And then that sign by Hashem was given to him. And then we have Miriam, right? We have his sister of Aharon and the sister of Moshe, Miriam, when she spoke evil or rara, or that rara, right, against Moshe because of or due to his marrying the Ethiopian wife, the Ethiopian woman, the Cushite, Cushawi, right there. So here, today's daily psalm, once again, continues in the same theme, Chavarim. We had Psalm 40, right? Previously, according to the royal order, we had Psalm 39, and how these things line up here in this season, in this time. Look a bit more on this right here. Just a couple of first words, because we would like to give this podcast right here the pre-Pesach, Passover, you say podcast, a theme. Covering. And the theme right here, fool versus the wise, the fool versus the wise. To expand on that theme, covering the foolish, right, versus the wise ones, or the fool versus the wise woman. Now, how does this all connect right here? Well, we have a psalm of David, but it's the context of the psalm. And we're going to get into the study as we move forward. So the theme, Chaburim, right here, the fool versus the wise and the power of the tongue. How is the proverb right and accurate when it says that death and life is in the power? Now, that word power there in the Hebrew is yad. Yad is the hand. That word power there in the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, is idj. From the good is id. So we have in the good is id hand, right? And we also have yad, right, in the Hebrew hand. So actually the verse reads that death and life is in the hand of the tongue. So what does the hand do? Or rather, what does a tongue do? The tongue does like a hand does. It does work. But what kind of work does a tongue do? And what kind of work is I and I tongue doing? Here, considering the reason for the season.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Let's go out right here. First of all, you can please, people, bugle, come with it.
Yes. Good
do a million for one bad and the good that no count. When people cannot program you, it's like them no count. The arguments that make you pre-don't. I know you would agree with what I'm saying, won't you? Hey, remember you can't praise people, so please you. Cause them are evil, them ready to deceive you. Cause if you tell them so, the sky red, them believe you. But if you tell them so, you're blue, them tell you one or two. Yes, you can't praise people, so please you. Cause them are evil, them ready to deceive you. Yes, if you tell them so, the sky red, them believe you. But if you tell them so, you're blue, them tell you one or two. You need to be a man, we set you on patani and stand for where you believe in. And don't fall on no one way. You feel so them control you, through them give you couple nanny. Just tell them say Aja a wife whenever them plan it. One thing I can assure me, now nah put no man before me. Me now go put in all the work and give no boy the glory. A long time man a struggle and now watch them I ignore me. Want me dead so me not stoop to them, but them still lost the morning. Remember you can't please people, so please you. Cause them are evil, them ready for deceive you. Cause if you tell them so, the sky red, them believe you. But if you tell them so, you're blue, them tell you one or two. Yes, you can't please people, so please you. Cause them are evil, them ready for deceive you. Yes, if you tell them so, the sky red, them believe you. But if you tell them so, you're blue, them tell you one or two. Yes, no boy just got sweetness. For my glass, I'm an old them witness. Yeah, them try as hard as them could, but still can't defeat this. Yeah, tell them set me no gone away. I said you from the sweetness. Yeah, we are Gibraltar now, but them are the weakest. With the gap with the close name press man. Yeah, tell them set me no yes man. No boy can program it. No, I'll win my best man. No, God wouldn't say press man. Yeah, I'm self-interest man. Me live to please myself and not my next man. Hey. Remember you can't please people, so please you. Cause them are evil, them ready to deceive you. Cause if you tell them so, the sky red, them believe you. But if you tell them so, you're blue, them tell you one or two. Yes, you can't please people, so please you. Cause them are evil, them ready to deceive you. Yes, if you tell them so, the sky red, them believe you. But if you tell them so, you're blue, them tell you one or two.
Yes, yes, can't please people, please Jehovah, please the truth. Yes.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
And here we have the evening psalm here appointed for the fifth day of the Shavuot, the fifth day of the week of the strong. Psalm for day five, we have Psalm 81, Lehit Orer Yisrael, to wake up Israel. Here, Shema Yisrael.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיתית לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Psalm 81, fifth day psalm, the evening psalm for the Thursday, the fifth day, Lehitorer Yisrael, to wake up Israel. That ending right there, the fulfillment is like a miss, some sort of miss opportunity, because we were not Shema, we would not give heed, we would not hear, we would not obey Yahweh, truth and life. Here, here, Psalm 37, going to share this as local rhema to the evening psalm. Sister Sojourner, understand this psalm. Here, here, here.
Well, why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, this whole jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in the Genesis, make me track back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, would I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, say only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They from the Nephi, ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go on your knees and ask the Most High, if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Turn around. Do you hear the sound? Turn to
later. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we turn to this. No attempt to turn back and win the race.
Why do the people perish? Do you want to stay this? The family needs to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
I understand this psalm. So even though that was for Psalm 37, it applies right here, even to the evening psalm right here, Psalm 81. So here, she says something interesting. She says about the 10 words, right? Those 10 words. Were just 10 words. What were those 10 words? Here those 10 words.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyelecha Elohim acherim al panai. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
And his majesty was asked, what advice do you give to young people? He said his advice to all was the same 10 words known as the 10
My advice to all, is to fulfill the 10 commandments.
There's more.
You are aware of the contents of the 10 commandments, and hand elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Then Jah is on Ainai's side because Ainai is on Jah's side.
Cool man, we're only going to do a few more calls, get back to the music, and make room for Sounds of China.
Come on, WKTR.
Greetings.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Most High, O Lord and Savior, the mightiest of them all, Jah.
Rastafari.
Ainai, yes. I want to say greetings to Vincent and greetings to DJ Vince. And greetings to my brethren Rambo. We're up out there every time. Yeah, and all of them greetings, yeah, I come from Rough Commandos.
Yes, I.
But I want to let out something from the Bible, yeah. You know, say, if I had not been with the Lord, who was on our side? No man, Israel say, if I had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rise up against us, then they had swallowed up us quick. When there was wrath was kicking up against us, then the water had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The Rastafari living and reigning at the heart of our life. Last year.
Yes, I.
Yeah.
Rastafari.
Well, give thanks.
Kanamari had a Selassie, you must scan. Keep the 10.
Six yes, days God. Shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound. You got to die. You can sound them for the exodus. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and exodus, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now, I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, hey, see that. Exodus. Movement of the people.
here is the back, yeah. Someone pick up top, yeah. And someone stab you with the bat. And someone pick up top.
Yes, I roar. Exodus, Exodus, movement of Jah people. Hail our brethren and sisters. Yes, I, to the east, the west, the north, and south. Yes, I. Hail up, hail up. Hail up, Ross, Jawar, Levi. Yes, I. Yes, I. Hail up the brothers over in Eastern, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Northern Europe, Southern Europe, Eastern Africa, Western Africa, Southern, all over to the four corners, the true cross. Yes, I. So here, 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 make me ride up, ride up, ride up right here, here, here. Here we'd like to share, here this is a Jah Light Records producer. Got to get the brother's name, but he was reading from Next Brother, and he's explaining Passover. For I and I, the Passover Exodus, according to the teaching of His Majesty. Hear this right here. Here.
Give thanks, King. Well, a lot of work was placed in the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
The word Passover, well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued His people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright, so on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, His last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts. So when judgment comes, wrath comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that have not accepted God. So that is what the Passover is about.
Spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. It's all about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
So I and I can get with that, Yahweh, truth and life, or recognize the plague is coming. Now, it's interesting you left off with Mitzora, with the Tzara'at, the leprosy, and the connection with a bad mind and bad speech and evil speech from the script. So here, from Jah Light Records here, Jah Passover, the plague is coming.
Call me. I'm listening up. And I want them know the plague is coming. Yeah. Earthquake and farming. Plague is coming. On the better listen to the get a Utah warning. Yeah. One and yeah. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in at the end. Bigger judgment. Be a boy who try to search his men. Touch not the laws and I did not do a sentiment. The Amazon. You could have experienced your firstborn life. Yeah. Just like Zero, when them never did what he listen. And just to let my people go, the boy just never come free. And alright then, holy public sin and your judgment. And right now the judgment multiply 7 times 7. Plague is coming. Yeah. Earthquake and farming. Now want them know the plague is coming. On the better listen to that get a Utah warning. Now want them know the plague is coming. Yeah. Now be switch strong will. So want them know the plague is coming. But the better listen to that get a Utah. Look like them feel Jah prayed. We send locust again and make the place flood up with frogs like rain. No water enter the faucet from the main. No water enter the tank because them said the dam empty again. No trees or flowers in the plains. No animals on the earth or in the sky. They all died from nothing to grace upon. No ozone layer the yard. So that simple mean Babylon's judgment is on the get rid of God. The plague is coming. Yeah. Earthquake and farming. Now what them know? The plague is coming. On the best of listen to the get a Utah warning. Now what them know? The plague is coming. Yeah. Tsunamis with strong winds. Now what them know? The plague is coming. On the best of listen to the get a Utah warning. Babylon too provoking. Freemason them promoting. So that's what the biggest flip the rest that you'd be smoking. We not stand on a coke thing. Could have rich, could have broken. Yeah, love the black woman as mother the air king. Come be create a whirlwind. That fire ya be purging. Babylon, feel the witchcraft that them working. So many youths them hurting. See the politician lurking. But for King Selassie, I ya love the youths them voting. Because them know the plague is coming. Yeah. Earthquake and farming. Now what them know the plague is coming. On the better listen to the get a Utah warning. I tell you said the plague is coming. Yo, tsunamis with strong winds. I want them know the plague is coming. On the better listen to the get a Utah. Tell you say the fire we blaze it can done. Babylon and them Balumbas for them Simon. Okay. The one who deal with the mental indoctrination. And the eagle, the bear and the dragon from Japan. Yeah. Good one out envy and grudge. And from them deal with idol worshiping. Them get a flood. I beg you teach the ghetto youth to live in peace and love. Okay. I stop from spilling bomb, bomb, blood, blood. Cause the plague is coming. Yeah. Earthquake and farming. Now what them know the plague is coming. On the better listen to the get to Utah. On the better, I said the plague is coming. Yeah, yeah. I tell you, the plague is coming. On the better, no there's gonna be peace. Yeah, and a wailing and a scene of tears. Yeah.
some sin that mother said, yeah. No, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in at the end. Red that flames, fear boy, we try to shut children, such not the Lord's and I see. Now you do is profit and melting. You could have experienced your firstborn life for end. Just like Pierre, the boy him never come free. And I just to let my people go, him gone like him. Now I listen, alright then. Holy public, then I use judgment. And right now the judgment multiply. I want them now to
free. He's coming.
Yeah, deliverance is a must that them flew.
Yeah,
and the same way the Most High deliver Israel out of Egypt from the evil one Pharaoh him can do it for us too. You see, bless.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room and beyond, what they beyond? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old. And I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Hadith Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Yes, yes, yes. So, the connection here with the plague, or at least one aspect of plague according to the scripture, we left off with Metzora. The leper was called a leper in translation, or skin disease, made the connection with the Sara'at, with evil speech or bad speech, and connected with the hand of Moshe. Interesting, the hand of Moshe. That verse from Proverbs, which says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Looking at the Afro-Semitic, the hieroglyphs, in other words, looking at the sign language. In the Hebrew, it literally says, as the Royal Amharic and the Gutters, that death and life is in the hand of the tongue. So I'd like to share this right here, again on the Lashon Hara, the 13th faculty, the faculty of faculties, the faculty of logic, of reason, and speech, and the misuse of it, and how it defiles and desecrates the image of Elohim, the image of the true God in man. So here.
Lashon Ra'a. Ra'a, Lashon Ha-Ra'a, Lashon Ha-Ra, Lashon, tongue, Lashon,
Lashon,
ha, definite article in the Hebrew, Ha-Ra'a, Ra'a, Ra'a. Now we emphasize the I in there, Ra'a, Ra'a, Lashon Ha-Ra, Lashon Ha-Ra. It sounds like Lashon Ha-Ra, Lashon Ha-Ra, Lashon Ha-Ra. The evil tongue, the bad tongue,
the bad,
the disagreeable tongue, the malignant tongue, the giving pain, unhappiness, misery tongue, displeasing tongue. Right, the worst tongue, right? So bringing out the Hebrew sense of the ra'a, ra'a. Often it's translated as generally speaking, as evil, but it has some particular nuances, ra'a, ra'a. Now the first thing, right, when we look at ra'a, we have ra'a, right, as a verb, right? We have ra'a, ra'a, right, as a noun, ra'a, like ra'a. So lashon ha-ra'a, lashon ha-ra'a, the evil tongue. And this now signifies evil speech in connection with the mitzora. The mitzora, mitzora, often translated KJV as leper. Now we go into detail that when we look at the description that we have in HaTorah, the physical, the five-cycle side of this spiritual condition. So we look at what's called leprosy or tzara'at, in the Hebrew tzara'at, in the Hebrew, it is actually a spiritual condition, a metaphysical condition, but they are physical physical symptoms. And we look at the physical, the physical symptoms, and then what is called nowadays, according to science nowadays, leprosy, it's not exactly quite what is defined today as leprosy, right? Some even say, well, actually maybe it's that old-time leprosy. Looking at vitiligo is some of the signs. We see in what's called vitiligo some of the signs. And we're looking at this from Moshe, right? From Moshe, the first one that was afflicted with tzara'at, he had tzara'at, right, within the hand. Or scripture says in Exodus chapter 4, verse 6, it says, Wehine yado mitzora'at ka shaleg. Translations bring out, and behold, his hand was leprous as white as snow. But bringing out the Hebrew, here in Exodus, in the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, known as Exodus chapter 4, at verse 6, it says, Wehine, or somebody said, Vehine, Yado, Mitzora'ata, Kashalek. It says, and here it is, Hine, behold, here it is, Wehine, and here it is, Yado, his hand, his yad, Yado, Mitzora'at, right? Leprous, or afflicted with Tzara'at, Ka, like as Shaleg, Kashalek, Shaleg, or Sheleg is snow. In the Hebrew, shaleg is snow. So it doesn't even bring out, we look at the Hebrew, and most translations say as white as snow. Perhaps seeking to bring out the Hebrew understanding, but the word white is not even there. Now we get the description of exactly, right, what kind of symptoms and signs in the third book of Moshe, right, the heart of HaTorah, the handbook of HaLevim, the handbook of the Levites, and in particular the handbook of HaKohanim, the handbook of the priests and the handbook of the priesthood, right? So here we get the description here in what's usually a double portion, Ki Tazaria, if she, when she conceived seed, is coupled with this 28th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Shorong Mitzora. So whether it's a single portions as we have in the leap years and here, right, or whether it's here or there when they doubled up, right, it's very important just to make this connection with Mitzora, continues the narrative, continues the description. We're actually in Mitzora or HaMitzora for Shabbat, HaMitzora for Sabbath, the one afflicted, right, with Tzara'at, with the spiritual condition, right, we get the cleansing. Here we get the cleansing. Before we get the description, right, and the prescription, diagnosis, what they call the diagnosis, or the diagnosis, the prognosis. But here, in this 28th sabbatical study, we get the prescription for the spiritual condition that is called in translation leprosy. We've asked this before, and we'll ask this again right here. Right, even though we can read this area and see this scripture and also apply it, some apply it to, say, white people or to the recessive genes, right, coming from the dominant genes. So when Moshe put his hand, before he put his hand into his bosom, the dominant gene was visible, was seen. But when he put his hand into the bosom, right, and pulled it out the first time, and according to the scripture, Wehine yado mitzora'at kasheleg, right, when he pulls it out now, right, we see the recessive aspect. So although we can apply this even to so-called white people or to leprosy or to Hansen disease or vitiligo, question. Do the lost found black and brown sheep, or do the lost sheep, are they afflicted by the spiritual aspect of this condition because of the same causative, which is the Lashon Hara, right? So the Lashon Hara, the horror, right, the horrible tongue, Hara, Lashon Hara, is regarded as such a serious chet, sin, missing the mark, falling short, forfeiture, uckery. Why? Because it desecrates the Lashon Hara. The evil tongue, the evil speech, it desecrates the image of Elohim, the image of Ha'elohim, the image of the power of Hashem in man. As we know from the beginning, Bereshith, right? Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, male and female, he created them. So the Lashon Hara, it's regarded as such a serious uckery, right? Fornication under the crown of the king, right? Uckery, fuckery. Why? Because it desecrates. The image, right, as well as the likeness, but firstly, mainly the image of Ha'elohim, of Ha'elohim, Ha'kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, of the Holy One. Blessed be the name in man, in humanity. That is the use. What is the image? Let's ask the question. What is the image of Elohim, of the true good, the true God, the power in man. The use of reason, logos, the logic, logos, reason, and the ability to speak. The faculty of faculties. Right? We know about the 12 faculties. There's the 12 faculties in man. Well, we present this here as the faculty of faculties. Right? The faculty of faculties, the 13th, right? And the key faculty of the 12 faculties is the use, is logos, the logos. The beginning was the word, the logos. Right? The use of reason. Come, 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 make a reason. And the ability to speak. The ability to speak, word, sound, power. The power of speech expresses the image of Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, more than any other faculty. More than any other of the 12 faculties, it is the power of speech, word, sound, the power of speech that expresses the image of Elohim, the image of the true good, the true God. Here, let's go to the scripts, to the law and to the testimony. Let's get light to law and to the testimony. Bereshit. Here, Bereshit. Right? The Aleph chapter, the first chapter. We have verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Vayomer Elohim. Na'eseh Adam. Bitzalmeinu. Kiyadimuteinu. Na'eseh. Na'eseh. Let us make. Na'eseh Adam. Adam. Na'eseh Adam. By way of Salmenu, Salmenu, by way of our image. Ki, as, like, Dimuteinu, after or like our likeness. Vayomer Elohim, Na'eseh Adam, Bitzalmenu, Ki, Dimuteinu. So right here, 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 so we're speaking of the image, the Salem, right, the Salem. The image of Elohim. So here, 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 in this reasonment right here, we're looking at the fact that the power of speech expresses the image of Elohim, of Ha'elohim, the power more than any other faculty. And we identify the power of speech, the use of the logos of reason and ability to speak, right, as the faculty of faculties, the 13th faculty. Building on the 12 faculties, we have the faculty of faculty. Because it expresses the image of Elohim more than any other faculty, since it reveals the inner thoughts and intent and the intentions of the heart. Why is the power of speech the faculty of faculties? Because it reveals the power of speech. It reveals the inner thoughts and intentions, the intentions of the heart. Words, words, the barim. Every time I hear the word, the word, the word, words are a result of thoughts and attitudes. What are words the result of, Chaverim? Words are the result of thoughts and attitudes, Chaverim, that give rise and expression to them. Now, using words, debarim, words, sound, power, using words to inflict pain, therefore it perverts the image of Ha'elohim, the image of Elohim, true good, true God. Yeah, so what's interesting here is using words to inflict pain. Pain. You remember ra, right? And the strongest is the H7451, but going to the BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs, which kind of gives a little fuller full, right? Kind of a little expansion, fuller full, and clarifies and corrects certain errors or impreciseities, you know, in the Strong's Concordance. It brings out a sense of bad, right? As an adjectival sense, bad, right? Evil. To say like disagreeable, malignant, something unpleasant. Evil in the sense, in the context of giving pain. Ra, right? Ra. So we have ra, right? More in like a masculine sense and ra, in the feminine sense. Ra, and ra. So it's evil, bad in the sense of giving pain, unhappiness, misery, that which is displeasing. Now it's applicative, it can be applicative to land, to water, you know, bad, to value, worse than, worse in the sense of a comparison, to that which is sad, unhappy, might evil in the sense of hurtful, bad, unkind, being of a vicious disposition. A vicious disposition is ra-ra, all that ra-ra, bad, evil, wicked, say like ratchet, ethically, right? In general of persons, so persons can be ra-ra, right? Thoughts can be ra-ra, and we know the lashon hara. The tongue is ra'ah in this sense. Deeds and actions are ra'ah. Evil, distress, misery. That which is evil, distress, misery, injury, calamity, in the sense of the ra as the noun masculine, ra, right? Evil, distress, misery, injury, calamity, right? Adversity, right? Wrong, the sense of wrong, evil, misery, distress, injury, as a noun in the feminine sense, ra'ah, 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 evil, misery, distress, injury, wrong, ethical, in the ethical sense of evil. So whether it's naturally evil, right, bad, or morally bad, in the second sense, the first sense is the masculine sense of ra, 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 as we have the lashon, ha, the, ra, and we also have ra'ah, that's the feminine, right, the feminine form, right, as an adjective or a noun, adversity, affliction, bad, calamity, and then there's these interesting nuances as we find it in various different verses, but bringing out the sense of words, sound, power, the power of speech being used to inflict pain, therefore also perverts the Salmo Shel Elohim, the image of Elohim sense, Ha'ilahim Ha'Elohim, created man, Adam, right? Aleph Dam, first blood, to use language to build up, right? To edify or to build up others in love, right? In child love, in true love. Now, this is part of the reason that HaMitzorah, the Mitzorah, right? KJV translation, the leper, right? The one afflicted, more better translated, the one afflicted with Sara'at, was regarded, the Mitzorah or the leper was regarded as, quote, dead, end quote. So the Mitzorah was regarded as being dead because of this chet. This chet, this uckery, this sin, this fukery, this fornication on the crown of the king, this forfeiture, this lack, this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? Ki ya'ima nidabira ha'emet bi'ahava. Here, Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love. For speaking the truth in love, but speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava. Speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava. Be'ahaba, in ahaba, in love. Ki'ima nidabera ha'emeta be'ahaba. We'negidla be'kola davara la'ua. La'mashiach ha'asher hu'a harosh. Full of full, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. That is head. Moshiach, even Moshiach. Even Messiah, even Christos, even Christ in his kingly character. Kiyim nidaber ha'emeta be'ahava. We negidila b'kola davar lo la Mashiach asher hu ha-rosh. Kiyim nidaber ha'emet be'ahava.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. Now me, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
Yes. Okay, this is touch on the 12. The 12. So ones can at least have a point of reference when we say the 13. We identify this faculty as the faculty of faculties. What are the 12 faith, development of faith, firstly, foremostly, secondarily, strength, stability, steadfastness, thirdly, wisdom, judgment, fourthly, regenerating love, or the love that is regenerating love. Fifth, power in the sense of dominion, mastery. Sixth, the work of the imagination, the work of the imagination in regeneration, in being born again, rebirth, regeneration, not degeneration. Seventh, understanding and understanding, I and I would say overstanding, but the true standing, the true inner standing, understanding, overstanding. The eighth, the will. The will. The will is the man, the will in the man, the will power. The ninth, spiritual law and order. Spiritual law and order. The tenth, zeal. Zeal in the sense of enthusiasm, zeal. The positive sense, zeal, enthusiasm. The 11th, renunciation, or the principle of denial, renunciation. So we have the will in the sense of the affirmation, like Ephraim. Ephraim would symbolize the will in the sense of affirmation, and Menashe, which means forgetting, in the sense of renunciation. So we can apply these 12 to the 12 tribes, as well as the 12 disciples. And then we come to the 12th. The 12th is the generative life, or the generative function, the life-conserving function, the generative function. So here, just going over these right here: faith, strength, wisdom, love, power, imagination, standing, will, order, zeal, renunciation, life, conservation, life at the root. Yes, I, Rastafari. So we're going to ride up, touch on today's daily psalm right here. We had a Rhema tune from Gladiators to complement the theme of the Lashon Hara. And it's interesting because our offering in the New Covenant sense, we have this in Hosea and elsewhere in the scripture, right? Also in the Psalm 19, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I hands, that we will, it says, come bring words. And our offering in the Brit Chadasha sense, come bring finite words, right? So we have to purify I and I tongue. This is how we purify in ourselves, even for the Isla days, the holidays, and throughout the days. Yes, I, and the liberty of His Majesty Gladiators. Here, Chachi Malt.
You want to know your culture.
Know your culture.
Your boss is a warrior. Chatty mouth, you are a traitor. You both belittle the humble. Hearts of fight against the meek. Oh yeah. But I and I, by the power of Jai, shall overcome one fine day. Chatty, chatty mouth, be wise and know your culture. Chatty, chatty mouth, be wise and know your culture.
Your
bar shall be locked, and you chatty mouth, you get a blow. Remember, just say, the humble and the meek, they shall prevail. Oh yeah. You, Mr. Tottenham, you get a blow. If you won't hear, power of Jai, we shall overcome one fine day. Chatty, chatty mouth, be wise and know your culture.
Know your culture.
Chatty, chatty mouth, be wise and know your culture.
Know your culture.
You and your bad shall be lost. You will get a blow. Hey.
Salati is a chatty, chatty mouth. Yes, I. So here we have Hosea, that verse right there, Hosea, in connection with studying the five cycle, the physical offerings, the pattern, and then in the new covenant sense, in the new and the living way. Here we have Hosea, the prophecy in Hosea chapter 14. It says, O Israel, Yisrael, return, do teshuvah, turn from the straight way to Yahweh, return to Jehovah, thy Elohim, thy power. Return to he who be, we be thy power, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity, thy perversity, thy perverseness. Verse 2, it says, here's the key verse. Take with you words, turn to Yahweh, to Jehovah, he who be, we be. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive I and I graciously. So, therefore, so will we, I and I, render the calves of our lips. Now, the calves there is like the calf, singular, the calf. And then there's the calves. But what calves we offer in the new covenant in Jah's true way, the fullness of it. It's not the animals, not the deadest, but it's that word, sound, and power. Yes, I, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart. So here we get a foreshadowing of the Brit Hadasha, of the new covenant. In fact, even the word new covenant is actually found in the old covenant and proven in the Old Covenant or in the Hebrew Bible. But here in Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, it says, take with you what? Offerings, cattle, goats, and this and that. Take with you words and turn and return and repent and turn to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive I and I, receive graciously, according to that attribute of he who be, who he be. Chesed, Mehiret, grace. So, therefore, what will we do? We will render, we will offer, we will pay. That word render there. Got to check this out in the Hebrew. It might be the shalem, shalem, shalem. We say shalom, but aspect of shalom, Hebraically, is to pay. Interesting. Aspect of shalom is to pay. Right, it's a pay to make one's whole, make it complete, make it full, make it peace. So we will render, so will we, I and I, render, offer, pay with the calves, right, with the calves of I and I lips. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, the theme of the Lashon Hara is very, very interesting when we study it, even its application and the teaching of His Majesty and the teaching of I and I Rastafari, that word, sound, and power. The word sound and purify and taking heed to I and I ways, taking heed to I and I tongue. You know, was reasoning on this since Moshe was the first one to receive the tzara'at, aka called leprosy, because he had, I guess, assumed, but he said before Jehovah that the people would not would not amen him, would not admit as truth, would not credit what he's saying, they would not obey, they would not hear him, and that they would say, this is a key verse right here when we talk about Elohim and God seen or not seen. In the Hebrew, in the English, it says, this is Exodus chapter 4, check out Exodus chapter 4, he says that the children of Israel would say, that he who be who he be, lo nirah, right, aleka, Yahuwah, that he has not become visible, seeable. This is very, very much a key right here, here. But make I and I ride up. So to say things like, oh, yeah, the Exodus never happened, Moses never existed, the Israelites, that's all allegorical, no literal. What do you know? You chatty, chatty mouth, you lying. Do you really know that? You could say, well, I believe, I think this is so, but think about Moshe for a moment. That sign, give thanks, was only in his hand, but that sign is often overlooked in its true context, right, with what Moses had basically bad-mouthed the children of Israel. He said they would not believe, they would not listen to him, and they will say that Jehovah was not visible, did not appear, was not visible to him. And he was absolutely wrong right there. Then we get his sister in a more fuller expression when she spoke all that rah-rah against her brother Moses because of or due to the Ethiopian, the Kushawi, the Kushite woman. So we say to Sinai, fellow Israelites, take heed, right, before you blaspheme the Israelites of Ethiopia. Yes, sir.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, Light of the world, is Thee, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
So here you have Psalm 53. 53. Psalm L-I-I-I-I. Mizmor non gimel non nun gamel. Psalm 53. Now here we have a later version of Psalm 14. Psalm XIV. A later version here in the Psalter. In the book of Psalms. Now, obviously, we have revisited form here of Psalm 14 as we study the Psalter. Also, a little note to the fellow disciples that the Psalms, both Ethiopically among the Israelites of Ethiopia and also from what we can glean, right, from ancient, we say ancient, the Judahite way that's called today Judaism, that the Psalms are very, very important. Right, for the disciples, you know, because as we study the Psalms, they link, right, to all places in the scripture. It's like the heart. It says, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, thus studying the Psalms, getting to the heart, the core root of the matter. So in Psalm 53, we have a later form of Psalm 14. The name of, quote, God in the translation, God, quote, end quote, right? The name of God is changed, right, or is found here, changed to Elohim, right, from the Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, right, to Elohim. Now, the main point of this, just to remind ones and ones, is that the Elohim name, or the Elohim is not the name, actually, the Elohim is a title, Ha-Elohim, right? And it is in a plurality of powers, but the key thing in the Hebrew, whenever it's used of Jehovah, is always the powers he, that he is the powers, right? So in the, well, some will say the plural majesty or the in the powers sense, the powers he. When Elohim is applied, studying and reading the Hebrew to Elohim Acharim, which is how we refer to other Elohim, literally other Elohim or Elohim that came after, right? Because there's a true Elohim, right? In the beginning, then man and man made up their own God concepts and conceptions based on nature or whatever. But what we have here in Psalm 53 that distinguishes it from Psalm 14 is a change of the name to the title Elohim. And Elohim is a title Hebraically of the creator aspect, right, as well as of the judgment aspect. So the twofold connection of the title Elohim is both with the creator, as we have it in the beginning, the Elohim title, and then also with the judgment title. This is why in Psalms, like Psalm 82, where it says, I've said ye are gods, he's not speaking to pseudo-gods or Elohim, Acharim, to other people's gods. Or what. He is speaking to the children of Israel, because among the children of Israel, there are to be shoftim, judges, and Israel is supposed to serve in that aspect. And we can study that from the scripture where in Exodus it says this one or that one shall be taken before the gods or the God. Actually, it is the judges. So the judges are those who are his agents. And basically, Psalm 82, when it says, I said, ye are gods, children of the Most High of Elyon, but ye shall die as men, he is speaking to his children, his son and his son, speaking to Yisrael. So a lot of those misapplications are because they don't understand the terminology, not of God, but of Elohim in its Hebraic context. So here in Psalm 53, right, the name or the reference to the source is changed from Jehovah, the covenant God, the merciful God, right, the covenant God, the merciful, to Elohim, to the judgment. So therefore, when we see those sort of changes and nuances, we recognize that here we have a judgment psalm, as we have in Psalm 82. So this is the more frequent designation that we also find in the second book of the Psalms. So the Psalms, where the ones can recognize it from the versions they have, the Psalms, there are five books of the Psalm. This is why Rabbeinu Yeshua, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he said to the other Yehudim, he said, in your law is it not written? But then the quote that he quoted was actually from Psalm. So thus the connection of the Psalms in a reflective sense and a likeness to the law, because there are five books. So the Elohim name or the Elohim title and reference is more frequent designation of he who be who he be, in the second book of the Psalter, and the second book of the Psalms is from Psalm 42 to Psalm 50, no, not 50, but the LXXII, Psalm 72. Psalm 42 to Psalm 72 is book two, the second book of the Psalter. And when you study the Hebrew, you'll see those nuances. Thus, we share some of the highlights here. Now, there are other variants between the earlier psalm, right? One may even say the original Psalm of David. What it's like in second music, you get an adaptation, or even you get like a remix, so to speak. So there's other variants that will be noted. Passages that are in common in both versions, the original, we could say Psalm 14, and the adaptation, Psalm 53, right? Being left without much common, but we can as we reason. The view that the difference is, some say there's two points of view. One group say, well, it's due to corruption of the text, right? But that's highly improbable. Why? Because the compiler of the Psalms had them both in writing and, of course, would have harmonized them. So there's other reasons for these differences. The more likely deliberate alterations that we see between the original version, like a tune, the old version, then someone does a new version or is inspired by the old version, like in the style of David. But the deliberate alterations were made to suit new conditions, right? When the task of re-editing was undertaken also, and this is outside the notes we have, but in our notes of research, we recognize that the Psalms, they formed the liturgy of ancient Israel, especially from the Tabernacle of Zion, the Tabernacle of David, man after Jehovah's own heart, straight to the New Covenant time, and also in the most Jewish or Hebraic of all the Christian churches, the EOTC, the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, the True Church and the Professing Church. But here, let's give a basic ear right here to today's daily psalm.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Nickel but Talawa, small but very important. Here,
Psalm 53. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Be glad, be glad, be glad, be glad, be glad, be glad, be glad.
Hello, him. Hello, him. Hello, him. Hello, him.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Glass, Rastafari. Glass, Rastafari. Glass, Rastafari.
Now, I'd like to share a little context right here, both from Psalm 14, as well as in the later adaptation, right, Psalm 53. We have an audio right here, but it's zooming in on the terminology Elohim and the expression Ein Elohim would mean there is not, to say Ein, to say that there is not. But the key right here, Elohim or Ein Elohim.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, Chaverim, shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Machiber Tenyot. Those are the Machiber. Yes, I the irrigation. Yes, I even hear on the air and the irrig. Going to share a few, selected excerpts, as it were. Today's daily psalm is interesting here in the season. A couple of words right here. And as we have Psalm 53, right, the Mizmor. Mizmor Nun Gimel, or Non Gamel Nun Gimel. Get into some of those dialects of the ancient Hebrew. But here we have Psalm 53, Psalm LIII. It's a later version of Psalm XIV. So some selected kind of excerpts and overview. Because of what we're seeking to present right here, and also in the season, you know, in the counting of the Omer. So this is all part of the counting of the Omer, and that's that sheaf of wheat, that according to the symbolic logic, right, of the scripts, right? When we say learn to read the Hebrew sign language. I'm doing a few things, so one's going to hear some noise, also going to seek to improve the sound and the sound quality, as it were. You know, we like the rawness of it, but, you know, may Guy and I get into some of the, just the overview right here. Now, today's daily psalm is interesting as it speaks to a particular theme. And getting into some of the theme, hopefully we might just have that opportunity to get into a little bit more on some of the nuances. Now, I know we had touched on this psalm previously, and just to get another hear, give ear, we'd like to do so even tonight on the ear, and also how it compares to Psalm 14. So we have Psalm 53 and 14. There is an interesting study right there from the low degrees to the high degrees. But here tonight on tonight's broadcast, I point this out as a kind of a point of reference, right? As a very interesting point of reference, you know, even in the sense of, like I said, it's a later version of Psalm 14, right? So there's some notes that are connected with Psalm 14 that are not here, say, in this sort of a presentation. You know what I mean? If we just focus strictly on the notes that we have. But taken together. And I'm kind of just pausing on going into any more of the detail there, as there's a couple of very important first words before even we share some of the other audios, you know, that picks up on what is sin, chatiyat. And when it says that the fool hath said in his heart that there is no God. And some of us say, and I say, and y'all have heard me say, there's no God. There's no God.
What
are you going to judge? If you judge, I make it righteous judgment. Are you going to judge I righteously? Are you going to do that righteously? What does it say? The fool has said in his heart, right, there is no God. Now, what does this mean? See, there is no God. The context of this Hebraically is very, very interesting. And we have to understand even the fool and what is meant by Elohim, the name Elohim. And this is why that the teaching is so very important. Elohim refers to the justice name. So in learning to not just read the sign language, but understand the the Hebraic slang, as it were. We said Hebraic patois, right? Or even the slang, as we'll say, like maybe up here among the Judahites or the Benjamites. You know, there's a certain way we speak, you know, or turn up in the speech. Or there's a certain way where ones begin to understand not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. So when it is said there is no, that the fool says there is no Elohim, he is speaking about, and there's a deeper teaching scripturally on this. When ones and ones observe, like, you know, what's going on, they think that, you know, all goes on as it's going on, and there'll never be no judgment, right? There'll never be no righteous judgment. You know what I mean? People think there is no God, and God refers to judgment. Let me talk about the Elohim, even in the Tuesday song. Interesting Tuesday, right? T to T, that's why Tuesday. The Tuesday song that speaks about, and I said ye are gods. Gods and no God. So the idea of Elohim is a name that refers to the judgment. Let's see if we have the notes right here, just to quickly touch on it, because it becomes a very important background to the true context of the New Covenant and clarifying a lot of the misconceptions that has come in through counterfeit Christianity. And most of us are not responsible for that. The majority of us are not, because we were not there then. We kind of, in essence, one would say, inherit, you know, this, as it were, but we were not there at that time. So there's a very interesting context, and there's some notes to get where it, whether it's here or it's in Psalm. I'm looking at Psalm 14, some of the notes, just to touch on some of the highlights and the notes as we get into tonight. And I see right here, we have, it has Psalm 10 and 4, just looking at some of the notes here, see if we have any note that can really, okay, here we are. This is the note that really brings it out. It's actually in Psalm 10. There's a idea that runs through some psalms, and we might hear that all his thoughts are, there is no God, like in Psalm 10 and 4. And that's the first place, and that's one of the first place. Then we have it in 14 and 1. Then we have it in Psalm 53, and I think it's also there in Psalm 70-something. Let's see right here. It's in Psalm 73:11, verse 10:11, this idea of no God, right? So there's a dual context of it. When we say there's no God, we say other than he who be who he be, because he who be who he be says, I know no God. There's no God besides he who be. So it's looking at the true so-called God concept or idea. There's a true conception according to the scripture, right? So if we are born again in the new and the living way, there's a true understanding and understanding of it. Now, scripture, when we come across, like, for example, Psalm 10 and 4, it says, the wicked in his pride, in the pride of his countenance, his face, saith, he will not require. That idea that, you know, one can continue doing ratchetness and uckery and it won't come into account. All his thoughts are, there is no God, right? So it says, ain, in the Hebrew, ain, there's not Elohim. Ki mizimotayo, all his calculation, all his schemes and plans in a kind of a sense, right, are that there is no, he takes no account of man's deeds. He thinks that the true good, the true God doesn't account. You know, some people think that people believe in a religious, a judgment, righteousness, and the meek shall inherit the earth, that they're just fooling themselves, that there is no God. In that sense, that there's none to take account of man's deed. That's all this man just evolved and just came from, emanated from a deity, like he's a degraded form of God, some nonsense. That brings one into these foolish ideas, right, that you could say Molech worship, popular opinion, that there is no Jah, like Jah doesn't exist. There is no God that will, you know, take account of man's deed. And so therefore they can perform misdeeds and malpractice and evil and justice and uckery with impunity. This is the last days, the perilous times, that kind of never mind, like no mind. Because if man doesn't have, it says man without understanding is like the beast that perish. I am ro yalelo, right? But so they had this idea that there is no Elohim. So the key phrase, Elohim, as Elohim also refers to the judges, because the judges judge in Jah law. And we got into this, some of the details of that connection, but it's only really understood truly, we say Hebraically, we the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Black Yehudi, or the Jews, right? And others, they kind of superimpose their own concepts of whatever they think God is. So coming into a Gentile environment, it's the Gentiles, the nation, talks about their gods. There is no God. All of them are, you know, mental extrapolation, maybe some wisdom from some of their wise ancestors, or maybe a bunch of other, you know, ground spirits, or all kind of stuff put together. It might be good in some ways, it might be bad, but for us, there is no Elohim other than he who be who he be. But these who say there is no Elohim, like it says in his heart, the concept is not that he is non-existent. A lot of people think when we say there's no Elohim, we're talking about, oh, he doesn't exist in the scriptural sense. It's not that. is that he is not the judge of men. So atheism or atheism, no theos, no, from a Greco way, we could say no Elohim in that sense, that what they call atheism in the sense of denial of Elohim's reality, that Elohim as a reality doesn't exist. This never occurs in the Bible. So in none of the verses where it says there's no God, and one thing is talking about atheism in the common Gentile sense, in the sense of denial that of Elohim as reality or the objective reality in the sense of the scripture, the Bible, especially Hebrew, it doesn't exist. The atheists in the Hebraic sense and the Sefer Tehillim sense and the scriptural sense are they who scorn the yea and the amen, the faith, the optimism, the expectation that the true good, the true God, cares how men act. See, some say, man, that this is where you get these other ideas, and this way that we have the song like, man who doesn't understand is like an animal, like the beast that perish. That's why sometimes we say about the human being and the human being, if you understand. It's just the attention, you know, the attention, as it were, to the details. He says in his heart, the heart is the seat of thought, Hebraically speaking, in his mind. The Nabal, it connotes a moral, not an intellectual deficiency, as a fool, lacking that moral, that even the moral courage, the courage of one's conviction. We have Isaiah chapter 32 and 5, where his conduct is described. Right? I think it's also in some translations, the Nabal is the, I think, the liberal. I have to take a look a moment right here, brothers and sisters, because also I have to give a better context. You know, but this psalm, today's daily psalm, helps us in this season as we are focusing on being set apart. So it says, be ye holy, for this Torah portion, the 30th, Kedoshim. Right, the Kedoshim Torah portion. But a couple of first words here in the season, the counting of the Omer. How's it growing? You know, how's it going? How's it growing? How are we growing in grace and in the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ? So here we have 32 and 5. 32 and 5, what does it say right here? Is this it? Yes, the vile person. The vile person shall be called liberal. Oh, man. How many of y'all are Hillary Dump fans? Right? And the vile person shall be no more called liberal. The liberals, right? Are black people been the bail bondsman for the liberal demon crack the demon, the Democratic Party, right? The liberals, right? The vile person shall no more be called liberal, and the churl said, or the niggerly, like said to be bountiful. The vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against Yod-Heh, where hey, he who be, we be. To make empty the soul, the psyche of the hungry, and to cause, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments of the churl are evil. He devises wicked, ratchet devices to destroy, now destroy the poor with lying words. So they say right here in these verses here, this chapter here, few of us had reason on this before, looking at the real world application of the scriptures, even to I and I situation. So we're going to get into this a little bit more, but just making this link right here, right? And it's not saying that liberalism as a liberal as a word is bad, but how they have misused these things. It says right here, he devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. Even when the needy speak right, and even at the time when the so-called black people in the Americas, in the Caribbean, you could say the 40 to 60 plus roughly years, when they were speaking right, and then how the whole liberal agenda came in, right? And now we're at the end of that, and a lot of people have been exposing the whole Trump thing, and then Hillary Clinton, come on now. Don't you see what this is about right here? So we'll get into a little bit more of this, and we'll see how the gathering go about. You know, let your brother and sister know that we're on the air. Tune in. And, yes, we're going to build on this right here. So just to get the basic context, right, that vile person, right, that's the meaning of the Nabal, the fool. So we have in Psalm 53 and Psalm 14, this Nabal in the Hebrew, the fool, or Seneth, Bamarinya, but the fool, the vile person. Like I said, it's not a fool in the intellectual deficiency, but a moral. We talk about moral theocracy. He is a person lacking in sense of honor and decency, deliberately preferring the evil to the good and the qualification. This kind of connects to the sin, the chatiyat reasoning, and to overcome, right, that duality. Therefore, it's exiled to teach him his majesty, right, in principle and practice, the good over evil. But there are those who are going the opposite way, deliberately preferring evil to good. So it says, set in his heart. The heart is the seat of thought, and the Baal had come to this definite conclusion. Some people, because of the world and how everything is running, they come to the conclusion. And they might have had
You could say, some people say they kind of lost their religion. I don't know. Some people use this kind of way of describing it. You know, I haven't experienced that sort of thing, thank God, right? But this is because of objective reality right here. Their interpretation of objective reality, they come to a definite conclusion, which made this the ruling principle of their life, that there is no Elohim. There's no true good who observes human conduct and distinguishes between the virtuous and the vicious, right? This is why I said they have dealt corruptly. You know, they're unrestrained by Yeh and Amen and Elohim and justice, right, and good over evil, and he who be as the world's judge, right, and mankind in general had grown, and humanity utter dissolute. We can see that even in a generation or so, or we say a couple of generations, you know, because here we can have evidence that, yes, black people, not too long ago, we know this is something that many people are even alive right here who have experienced then and now. Or have given us testimony. So it's not like something like the 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. Some people say, well, how do we know? Nobody knows. Somebody could have made it up. We know this is real, so we can see how there's those generation gap, kind of mind, you know, the gap, right? In the heart of the father, the son, sons to the father, so that there would be no curse, right? So that kind of explains the context of a corrupt and this Babylon, you know, this latter days, these perilous times that have come. And the way to overcome, right? That seventh verse here, we're looking at 14, and we have Psalm 53, which is the later version of it, to ride up with. And how many? Okay, here we go. That last verse, oh, the salvation of Israel, Ethiopia, will come out of Zion. When Elohim turneth the captivity, turneth forward the captivity of his people, we're like turneth from the straight way to his way, his people, let Jacob, Rastafari, rejoice, let Israel, Ethiopia, be glad. Yes, I. It's good news there. 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 Good news there.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
Yes, we're going to segue to the Royal Amharic and then also return to a little more groundation because there's some missing verses, too. There's missing verses from Psalm 14 and also as we even scroll forward here, the connection with Psalm 14. But hear this right here. This is, I don't have the sister's name right here, but she said something interesting. She must have saw that X-Men Apocalypse movie. And it was an interesting observation that she's talking about Elohim and X-Men Apocalypse right here. It reminds me of the teaching of His Majesty and the manifestation and revelation. Check this out right here on the Elohim.
What, as they might call of Apocalypse, and it was really no different with X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy in X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons, throwing up all these nuclear weapons in the air, getting rid of all of this, taking away all that power and just using our own spirituality, that's what I got out of that. You know, because I'm able to look a little deeper into things, but when it comes to the blue guy...
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Hello.
The people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's daily psalm from the King of Kings Bible right here, 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 chanted and read by Abraham Chebuda on the Dennis, Prince of Reggae Brown. Why fools, dub? Yes, sir.
መዝሙር 52 በቅንፍ 53 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በማክላት የዳዊት ትምህርት ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል ረከሱ በበደላቸውም ጎሶቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚያደርጋት የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ በደሉ አብረውም ረከሱ አንድስ እንኳን በጎን ነገር የሚያደርጋት የለም ህዝቤን እንጀራ እንደሚበላ የሚበሉ ግፍ አድራጊዎች ሁሉ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም እግዚአብሔር የግብዞችን አጥንቶች በትኗልና በዚያ የሚያስፈራ ሳይኖር እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር ንቋቸዋልና አሳፈራቸው መድኃኒትን ከጽዮን ለእስራኤል ማንስ በሰጠ እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ሲለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Psalm 53 The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against me. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Be glad, be glad, be glad.
መዝሙር 52 በቅንፍ 53 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በማክላት የዳዊት ትምህርት ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል ረከሱ በበደላቸውም ጎሶቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚያደርጋት የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ በደሉ አብረውም ረከሱ አንድስ እንኳን በጎን ነገር የሚያደርጋት የለም ህዝቤን እንጀራ እንደሚበላ የሚበሉ ግፍ አድራጊዎች ሁሉ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም እግዚአብሔር የግብዞችን አጥንቶች በትኗልና በዚያ የሚያስፈራ ሳይኖር እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር ንቋቸዋልና አሳፈራቸው መድኃኒትን ከጽዮን ለእስራኤል ማንስ በሰጠ እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ሲለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል 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 ያደርጋል
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari.
Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Each high and I am a teacher.
Salamta, Tinaist Ling, greetings. This is Tafari, Rasai Adonis, Tafari of LOJ Society of Imperial Majesty. And here we ride up with HSV, the Haile Selassie version, compare and contrast side by side to KJV from the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Right here is Mezmor, 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 Hamsa Source, Mezmor, Hamsa Source. Psalm 53, the theme, yeah, Sawoch Kafat, yes, yeah, Sawoch, yeah, of Sawoch, of men and people, Kafat, the folly, the wickedness, the ratchetness of men and people. This is, here is a later version, said to be a later version of Mezmor Asara Arat, Psalm 14, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, we begin. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we begin. To the chief musician, upon Mahlat, Be Mahlat. Maskil, a teaching, a psalm of David. Yeah, Dawit Timherit, Kuteran, verse 1. Senef Belibu, Amlak Yelem Yilal, Rekasu, Bebedelachuwima Gwesuquelu, Begonegrina Yemiadergata Yelem. The fool hath said in his heart, Senef Belibu. There is no God. Hamlak yelem yilal. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. Rekesu be bedelachuwima gwesuquelu. Bego negrin yemiadargata yelem. Yemiyasa tawul egziavi herinima yemiya feligendale yaizen egziavi herakasamai yasoli jochina temelekata. Hulet, verse 2. God, Egziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Av, look down from heaven upon the children of men, the children of humanity, to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God, that did seek Egziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Av. Yemiyas Tawul, Yemiyas Tawul, Egziavi, Herinima, Yemi Felig, and Dal, Yaizen. Egziavi her kasamai, yesoli jochina temelekata, kuter source, verse 3. Hulu bedelu, avrawima rekasu, ansin qua begona negar yemiadargat yellem. Every one of them is gone back, 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 back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Hulu bedbelu, they all are wrong. Abrawim rekesu, and together they are corrupt, devalued, worthless. An sinqua, not even one. Begonegar, the good, the truly generous thing. Yemiyadargata yelem, doeth, not one doeth good. Bego, bego, a true charitable, a true act of the Lamb, a true good thing. Begonegar, yemiyadargata yelem, kuter arat, verse 4. His ben in jera in the mi bella yemi bellu a guf ataragi och hulu ayaukumen egziavi herinemait arutim. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge who eat of my people as they eat bread? His ben in jera in the mi bella yemi bellu guf ataragi och hulu ayaukumen. They have not called upon God. Egziavi has sustained of the good, the generous Av. Egziavi has nemait arutim. Kuter amist. Verse 5. Egziavi has yegivzochina tintocha betanoalina. Gezia yemiyasarasa inorejigafaru. Egziavi has nikoachualina saferhacho. There were they in great fear? No fear was, for God, the true good, the true God, have scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee, I. Thou hast put them to shame, because God, the true good, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, hath despised them. Their bones are has scattered their bones. That which was fearful, Sainor, was not a jig. Very much faru, they feared. Despise them, shame them. Sidist, verse 6. Medahanitin katsion le Israel. Man besette. Ekziavihara, Yahizbuna merko, bemelese gize. Yaikov desilewal. Israelema haseta yadergal. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. Medhanitin Kazion Le Israel Mandesatma. When God the true good Ekaziavi had sustained the good, the generous Ab, Father, bringeth back forward the captivity of his people. Ekaziavi Hara Yahizbun Markob Melesa Gizeh. Jacob, Yaakov, shall rejoice, and Israel, Israel, shall be glad, be glad, be glad. Yaakov desilewal, Israelim haset yadargal, haset yadargal, 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 yadargal.
Let the music start up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh, in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
መዝሙር 52 በቅንፍ 53 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በማክላት የዳዊት ትምህርት ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል ረከሱ በበደላቸውም ጎሶቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚያደርጋት የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ በደሉ አብረውም ረከሱ አንድስ እንኳን በጎን ነገር የሚያደርጋት የለም ህዝቤን እንጀራ እንደሚበላ የሚበሉ ግፍ አድራጊዎች ሁሉ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም እግዚአብሔር የግብዞችን አጥንቶች በትኗልና በዚያ የሚያስፈራ ሳይኖር እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር ንቋቸዋልና አሳፈራቸው መድኃኒትን ከጽዮን ለእስራኤል ማን በሰጠ እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to segue to one of the themes as we study today's daily psalm and the context. You know, the historical context from the scripts, we call this the fool versus the wise, or more specifically, the foolish. We say the foolish man versus the wise woman, as told to Ainai by Dawid, by David right here in the Midrash, to study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 53. But then pointing to some of the missing verses from the previous Psalm 14, like to share this right here in the Hebrew, and then we're going to ride up at like 14 minutes, call in, or give thanks to Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Check it out, the streaming.
Paul's Apostle, Paulos HaShliach, a.k.a. Rav
Rav. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. So here is a supplement. Both when we have Psalm 14 and also Psalm 53. Psalm 53 is a adaptation and a repeat with an adaptation of Psalm 14. So we have Psalm 14 and then adapted here for liturgical use. We have Psalm 53. So here, supplement here from the Berit Chadasha, Renewed Covenant. Here we have Igret Paulos HaShliach Illa HaRomiyim, the pistol of Paul the Apostle, Paulos HaShliach, a.k.a. Rav Shaul, Rabbi Saul, apostle to the Gentiles, Paulos HaShliach, HaShliach, the Shliach, the apostle, Igaret, the epistle, Igaret Apollos HaShliach, Il HaRomiyim, to the Romans, epistle to the Romans here in the Beit chapter, in the second chapter. Here we go to verse 10, Romans chapter 2, verse 10, where it says, as it is written, there is none...
Apologies, I correct myself. It's actually chapter 3. Yes, sir.
Tzadi ka'ein, kam echad. So here we have, as it is written, ka katub. As it is written, ka like katub. Ka katub, ka katuv. As it is written, there is none righteous. Ein, tzadik. Ein, not, none, ein. Tzadik. There's none righteous, none who is a tzaddik, righteous. Ain, none, gam, also echad, no, not one. Ain, gam, echad. So here we have Psalm, right? Here we have Psalm 14, right? The first three verses, right? The original of Psalm 53 here in Igaret Paulos HaShliach El HaRomayim, in the epistle of Paulos HaShliach Rav Shaul, Il ha Romanim, to the Romanim, to the Romans. So here, Kakatuv ein tzadik, ein gam echad, ein masakil, ein doresh et Elohim. There is none that understandeth, ein, not none, ein masakil, masakil, as wise, that comprehends, as circumspect, that understandeth, ein masakil. Now take note, some psalms are also known as masakil, in the Targum, Negusinagas, the son of Negusinagas, it comes out many times as a timheret, the teaching. So ain, masakil, there's none that masakil, that is skillful, that understandeth, that is wise. Here, translated, says, there's none that understandeth. Ain, masakil, ain, and none, ain, none, doresh, seeketh, doresh. Note the link with darash and midrash, to seek, to study. Ain, doresh, et Elohim, there's none who seeketh. Contextually, study HaTorah, who studieth Elohim, the way of the true good, the true God, or study of justice, what is righteous. Ein masakil, ein doresh et Elohim. Hakol sar yachdal, ne lachu, ein osei tov, ein gam echad. Here, they are all gone out of the way. Hakol, the all, hakol. Sar, yachidal, all together, right? All together, ne elahu, they are gone out of the way, they are together, become unprofitable, yachidal, ne elahu, ain, none, there's not ain, all say, oh, there is none that all say, that doeth, that practice, the sense of doing, is not just occasionally one time, but the context here of doing is makes it a habit, practices, right? Doeth. When it says one who doeth evil, they make a practice. And here it's saying, ain, ol, say, tob. There's none that doeth, that practiceth, tob, that which is truly good. Ain, gam, echad. Ain, and none, gam, also, echad. Ain, gam, echad. And none, also, echad, one. So the context here is no, not one. Ein gam echad. Ein gam echad. Now here, we compare, right? We compare this right here, these verses, these first three verses, and here is verse 13 from Romans right here. Actually, we say Romans chapter 2, slicker. Here we're in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. Once again, just to catch up right here, Romans chapter 3, verse 10. Igaret Paulos HaShliach Il HaRomiyim, pistol the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans, chapter 3. We have the Gimel Gamel, chapter 3, verse 10. Kakatuv, ein tzadik, ein gam echad, ein masakil, ein doresha et Elohim. Hakol asar yachdav, nelachu ein olsei tov, ein gam echad. Here, verse 13, Romans chapter 3, verse 13. Kever, kever, patuach, geronam, lishonam, yachelikun, chemat akshav, tachat, sifatemo. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Their throat, an open sepulcher. Kever, 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 like a crypt, a grave. Kever, 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 kever. Patuach, patuach, open. Kever patuach, an open grave, sepulcher. Gerona, gerona, their throat. Gerona, interesting. Bamrinya geroro is throat here in the Hebrew. Geronam, 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 their throat. Kever patuach, geronam. Lishona, lishonam, their tongues. Yachlikun, 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 lishonam, yachlikun, their with their tongues, deceitful, right? Deceitful. Deceitful in the sense of, say, slippery. Their tongues, deceitful. But the context, yachlikun, right? Chalek, chalek, like to be slippery. Lishonam, yachlikun. Chemat, 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 poison. Chemat, akshav, 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 akshav. Chemat, akshav, poison of ass, tachat, under. Sifatemo, sifatemo, the poison of ass under their lips. Chemata akshav, tachata sifatemo. Now here at verse 14 in Romans chapter 3, here is verse 14. We have 14 to 18. We have these verses right here, 14 to 18. Now here we have a comparison, and these verses here with Paul beginning off here with Psalm 14, verses 1 to 3, when we compare it with the Septuagint and the Negusa Neges Targum, the King of Kings Bible, the Lasana Negusa Neges. Here we have Psalm 5, verse 9, verse 14, Psalm 5, verse 9. Here, Romans chapter 3, verse 14, where it completes and goes on, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Asher, Allah, Allah, Pihem, Malay, U, Mi, Rorot. Whose mouth, Asher, whose Allah, 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 Allah is cursing. Asher Allah, Asher Allah, Pihem, Asher Allah, Pihem. Whose, here's interesting, whose, those who cursing their mouth, Malay, is full. Asher Allah, Pihem, Malay. So here we have the other form of, not the Allah, Allah, to ascend, to go up. Here we have Allah, Allah, curses with imprecation. Like if somebody says, well, if I don't do this, then let such and such happen. This is this kind of a curse. And Allah, Allah. Asha Allah, pihem, malay, full, u, merorot, u, merorot, and bitterness or rebellion. So here, compare right here, we have Psalm 5, verse 9. We have Psalm 10, verse 7, and Psalm 140, verse 3. And the next verse is here, verse 15. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Their feet, raglehem. Ye mahiru, swift, raglehem, their feet, raglehem, ye mahiru, swift, lishpach, dam, to shed, to shafak, shafak, to shed, lishpach, dam, to shed blood. Here, verse 16, here we have verse 16 right here, destruction and misery are in their ways. Shod, wa sheber, shod, wa sheber, bi misilotam, shod, wa sheber, bi misilotam. Here. We have destruction and misery are in their ways. Destruction and misery are in their ways, misilotam, be misilotam, their ways, shod, destruction, shod, wa shever, shever, destruction, also breaking, be misilotam. Here, we have verse 17, and the way of peace have they not known, with Dereka Shalom Lo Yadau Lo not Yadau Lo Yadau with Derek, the Derek and way Shalom, with Derek Shalom, the way of Shalom, with Derek Shalom, Lo Yadau and the way of peace they have not known. Now these verses right here, Psalms 5 and 9, Psalm 10 and 7, Psalm 140 and 3. Now in the Septuagint and also in the Ethiopic, in the Royal Amharic, we find these verses, right, in Psalm 14 as well as the companion psalm, the adaptation psalm, Psalm 53. And sealing it up right here with verse 18, there is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. There is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. So here we have Isaiah 59, 7 and 9, and here sealing up with Psalm 36 and 1. Psalm 36 and 1, there is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. Ein pachad Elohim le neged aynehem. Ein, not pachad, fear Elohim, no fear, no dread. Ein pachad Elohim le neged, before, opposite, aynehem, before their eyes. Ein pachad Elohim le neged aynehem. Here we have Psalm 36 and 1. So here, today's daily psalm, both with Psalm 14 and the companion, Psalm 53, the adaptation. The missing verses here that Paul brings out when he begins off in Romans chapter 3 at the 10th verse, Kakatu, Ein Asadik, Ein Gam Echad, where he says, as it is written, there is none, no one righteous, no, not one. Kakatu ein tzadik, ein gam echad. And then he continues from Psalm 14, the first three verses. Ein masakil, ein doresha et Elohim, hakol asara yachdau elachu. Ein osei tov, ein gam echad. Kever patuach agronam lishonam yachilikun, chemat akshav tachata sefatei mo. Here. Asher, Allah. Pihem malei ua merorot raglehem ye maheru lishpok dam shoda wa shavera bia misilotam we dereka shalom lo ya ta'u ein pachad Elohim lenegeda aynehem. And then he concludes and says, now we know that what things soever ha Torah saith, it saith to them who are under HaTorah, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty, Lifnei Elohim. That all the world call HaOlam mechuyav lifnei Elohim. Become guilty before Elohim. So the Psalms, Psalm 5, verse 9, Psalm 10, verse 7, Psalm 140, verse 3. We have this with the whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, Asher Allah pihem malei u merorot. And then we have Yeshaya, Isaiah 59, verses 7 to 9. With these verses, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. And then Psalm 36 and 1, there is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. Ein pachad Elohim l'neged aynehem. So here.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. And the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Boom. Yes. So here, let's get directly, let's go directly to the Midrash. We're going to go directly to the notes right here, on the scene, the fool versus the wise, the foolish, right, man versus the wise woman. Here, zooming in on the Midrash right here, Doresh Elohim, seeking he who be, we be. Good woman versus the foolish man right here, bringing out the study on today's daily psalm. Hear this.
Shema Yisrael. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Non Gamel, Mizmor Nun Gimel. Hear the Midrash. As a supplement to the Midrash on today's psalm, Psalm 53, Mizmor Non Gamel, Mizmor Nun Gamel. Here, Afro-Shemitically pointed, Non Gamel. Otherwise, it is pointed as Nun Gamel. Psalm 53, the Midrash. The Midrash right here. And Psalm 53, as the Chabarim knows and should know, is a later version of Psalm 14, Psalm XIV. So compare, contrast Psalm 14 and today's daily psalm, Psalm 53. So we have Psalm 53, today's daily psalm, which is a later version of Mizmor Yod Dalet, Mizmor Yud Dalet, Psalm XIV. So here, Psalm LIII. Now in the first part of the Midrash, we have Midrash notes, and to zoom in on the notes, in the first part of the psalm, and the Midrash note right here, where it reads, to the eternal God, upon Machalat, Maskil of Dawit, Nabal hath said in his heart, here, the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, and the Hebrew Psalter, the superscription, the title, elsewhere, that's not included as a verse in the KJV, the King James Version, but is the small type before verse 1 in the King James Version and other translations, reads, Lanatzeach al machlat maskil le Dawid. This is the first verse, proper verse, Hebraically, which here in the Midrash is brought out as to the eternal God, la menatzeach, to the eternal God. Elsewhere translated as for the leader, to the chief musician, to the menatzeach, lamnatzeach, to the overcomer, as we have in the Chazon, in Revelation, and in the Brit Chadasha sense, the menatzeach, the one who natzach, netzach, overcomes, lamnatzeach, also natzach, netzach, eternal. So here the Midrash of Mizmor Non Gamel brings out the sense of to the chief musician, in the KJV, to the chief musician, in the English Hebrew translation, for the leader, for the menatzeach, for the musical director, menatzeach, for the overcomer, the Brit Chadasha sense, but here, Mizmor Non Gamel, in the Midrash of Mizmor Non Gamel, lamnatzeach, to the eternal God, al machelat, al upon machelat, upon machelat, Maskil, Maskil, Le Dawid, a Maskil of David. Nabal hath said in his heart, Amar Nabal, Bilibo. Nabal hath said in his heart, Amar, to say, said, Amar Nabal, 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 Amar Nabal, Bilibo, in his heart, Bilibo. The word Machalat, Machalat is to be read in the light of the verse. So here, Machalat, Machalat, some interpret Machalat as sickness or sickness to afflict, some translators. Here, Machalat is to be read, Zehu asher amar hakatuv, in the light, according to what the scripture reads in the Mashal in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 18:22, the verse, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Matza isha, matza tob. Whoso findeth a wife, matza isha, findeth a great good. Matza tob. Matza isha, matza tob. Other versions, like the King James Version, Psalm 18, verse 22, it reads, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. But now, if you look in the KJV, the King James Version, here, zooming in on the Midrash notes for Mizmor Non Gamel, Nun Gimel, Psalm 53, here in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, according to the King James translation, you'll see that whoso is italicized, whoso italicized, and thing is italicized. So more of the force of the Hebrew, not reading the italicized words, but just what is written in regular type, it would read, findeth a wife, findeth a good. Findeth a wife, findeth a good. Matza isha, matza tob. Matza Isha, Matza Tawa, Matza Tov. Matza Isha, Matza Tov. Hear, hear, hear. So here is where we find the first Midrash note for Psalm 53, right here, connected with the Mishle Shlomo, the first part of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, the A part of the verse. Whoso findeth a wife, matza isha, matza tov, findeth a great good, matza isha, matza tov. Now, Nabal's wife was Abigail. Here see and refer to 1 Samuel, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 3, here reads, Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and the woman was of good understanding and a beautiful form, but the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb, and he was of the house of Caleb. Now here in the King James Version translation, a slightly different reading, and here's the reading from the KJV. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. Now here in the Scofield Study Bible, next to Nabal, next to the name of the man, there is a marginal note, a C note, and here the note IE is full. Now the name of the man was full, or the name of the man was Nabal. And here from the Hebrew, Vit Shem Haisha Navala, Vit Shem Aishto Avigail, Vit Haisha Tovata Sahel, Vit The Fata Toar, the Haisha Kasha, the Ra'ama Elalim, the Hua Khalivi. Hear, the Hebrew. Now, the name of the man was Nabal. With Shem Haish Nabal. With Shem Haish Nabal. The Shem Haisha Nabal. And the name of his wife, Abigail. With Shem Ishto Abigail. With Shem Ishto, and name Ishto, his wife Ishto, Abigail, and the woman was of a good understanding. V'haisha tovata sechel, v'haisha, the woman, tovat, good sechel, good circumspection, good understanding. Tovata sechel, vifata toara, and of a beautiful form, vifat toara. We and yifat, beautiful, pretty, beautiful, yifat toar, form, countenance, figure, shape. Vifata toara, v'haisha kasha, and The man was churlish. With and ha'ish, and the ish, with ha'ish, kasha, here, rough, but the man was rough, kasha, here, kasha, but the man was hard, it was rough, with ha'ish, kasha, was rigorous. Here we have, in the scripture, we have avodah, service, work, labor, even in the sense of employer, service, work, labor, avodah. Now, when we add the word kasha, right, that's like rigorous, like bondage, service with rigor. So he was a rigorous, a rough, a hard. So we have the contrast between the character of Nabal and Ishto and his wife, his woman, so relevant to the episode that is narrated. But vividly drawn, even right here, in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 25, here at the third verse, which reads on, But the man was churlish, but the man was rough, hard, was cruel, was rigorous. Where Haish Kasha, V'ra'a ma'ilalim, ma'ilalim. We'ra'a, we'en-ra, and evil. V'ra, we'ra, we'ra, ma'ilalim, ma'ilalim. His doings, his deeds, ma'ilalim was evil. And it fulfills right here where it says that, and he was of the house of Caleb, Caleb. He was of the house. Wuhu, Kalevi. Wuhu, Kalevi. The family of Caleb had occupied, since the conquest of the Canaan, a district in Yehuda and Judah. Of that, Hebron, Hebron was the center. We have the reference in Shoftim and Judges, Judges chapter 1 at verse 20. Now the word Nabal, Nabal, Nabal in this Mizmor, Mizmor non Gamel, and the first version, Mizmor Yod, Yud, Dalet, Psalm 14, the word Nabal in this psalm is usually translated fool and the fool. Nabal, Naval, Naval. And the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, is usually not connected with the story of Nabal. It's usually in regular other non-Yehudi do not really make the connection because they do not read the Hebrew, so they don't see the inner meaning and the inner connection with the story of Nabal. But here, 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 but here, 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 but here, here, here. So the Midrash on Mizmor Non Gamel on Psalm 53 goes on to say that endless is the good of a good woman, a good Isha. And even as the good of a good Isha is endless, so the evil of an evil Isha, evil Eshet Oset, is endless. As is said even in Ecclesiastes and Kohelet, in the Preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 26, where it reads, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. Here, here, Kohelet, the Preacher, Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 7, 26, and 7:26, the verse that reads, and I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. O motze ani mara miya mavet eta haisha asherhiya me zodim wa chiramim me zodim wa chiramim snares and nets. I find umotze ani umotze and finding ani I and I find umotze ani mar bitter miya mavet mi mawet from death more bitter than death eta haisha the isha the woman the eshet the orset the woman asher that which he she mitzodim Mitzvodim snares, wachramim, and nets. Umotzeani mar mi maweta eta hisha shehia mitzvodim wachramim. Now here, a note within the Midrash note on this verse from Kohelet, from the Preacher, from Kohelet, chapter 7, verse, first part of verse 26. Now, some commentators on this particular verse, and I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, some commentators find in the verse a wholesale condemnation of woman, but this is contrary to the plain statement of the text and his recommendation, even in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. And what is his recommendation? Kohelet, the Preacher, in Ecclesiastes 9 and 9, his recommendation is enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in life, and in thy labor wherein thou laborest under the sun. So Kohelet, his recommendation is to enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest. Re'e yachayim a'im a'isha asher ahavta kola yemeya chayei hevalecha, hevalecha, hevalecha of thy vanity, days of thy vanity. Asher natana leka tachata ha'shemesha, that he hath given thee, that he hath given thee tachat ha'shemesh, tachat under ha'shemesh, under the sun, kola yemeya hevalecha, all the days of hevlekah, of thy hevel, hevlekah, of thy vanity. Ki yahuwa khalaqaka ki hu khalaqaka ki hu khalaqaka for that is thy portion ki for who for he for it khalaqaka thy portion ba khayim in life thy portion in life and in thy labor wherein thou laborest under the sun. Va e malika asher ata amel tachat ha shamesh. The author of Kohelet, as with the author of the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, some say, has very harsh things to say about a bad woman. The author of Proverbs, the author of the Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, Mashlim of the Proverbs, has very harsh things to say about a bad woman. For example, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 18, and in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 25. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 18, he reads concerning the bad woman. He says, "For her house sinketh down into death, and her paths to the shades." He says of the bad woman, "For her house sinketh down to death, and her paths to the shades." Ki neshacha illa maveta beitaha ve illa refayim ma egloteha. And in Proverbs 7:25, the author of Proverbs says, "Let not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Make not thy heart to decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths." Ala yesita illa de rakeha libeka. Ala teda bia neti voteha. Let not thy heart decline to her, to her ways concerning the bad woman. Ala yesita illa de rakeha libeka. Go not astray. Ala teda. Go not astray, bia niti hoteha, in her paths. And all of this and more, the author of Proverbs has to say concerning a bad woman, but praises the good woman, praises the good woman in countless verses in the Proverbs. Proverbs 11, verse 16, Proverbs 12, verse 4, Proverbs 18, verse 22, Proverbs 19, verse 14, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, to the fulfillment of the book of Proverbs. The phrases that Kohelet, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Kohelet employs, indicate that he has the former class in mind. In other words, he has the bad woman in mind when he says, "Umotani marami maveta etaisha asharahi mitzodim avachrami." When he says, "And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets." More bitter than death. Mar mi mavet. Proverbs 4 and 5. Connection with Proverbs chapter 4 and 5, this particular verse, this particular phraseology right here, Hebraically, mar mi mavet, more bitter than death, mar mi mavet, or bitter from death, directly in the Hebrew, mar, bitter, mi mavet, bitter from death. But the connection right here to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 4, where it reads, "But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword." But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. And here this is concerning the bad woman in contrast to the good woman, the theme that is brought out in Mizmor, the Midrash to Mizmor Non Gamel Nun Gimel, Psalm 53. So we're looking at the contrast right here. So here, Proverbs chapter 5, Chapter 5, verse 4. Wi acheritaha mara kala inna. But her end is bitter ka as la inna, as wormwood. chada, 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 sharp, chada, k'cherev, k as cherev, as sword, piyot, as a sword of mouths, literally in the Hebrew, k'cherev piyot, k'cherev piyot, as a two-edged sword, or bringing out the direct of the Hebrew, chada, k'cherev piyot, sharp, as a sword of mouths. Sharp as a sword of mouths. The sense here, Hebraically, as an all-devouring and all-eating sword. It's a sword of mouths. Sharp as a two-edged sword. Sharp as a sword of mouths. Chada k'cherev b'piyot. And concerning the bad woman, contrasted with Abigail, Abigail, the good woman, here in Kohelet, in the preacher, whose heart is sneers and nets, whose heart is sneers and nets, 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 nets. Et ha'isha asher hi mitzodim avachramima libaha, 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 her heart, libaha, libaha, ha, heart. Or who is sneers and her heart nets, or the Hebrew can be brought out right here, here, here. Asher hi mitzodim wachramim libaha, wachramim libaha. Here, 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 who is sneers, she who is sneers, asher hi, asher that she, mitzodim, who, she who is sneers, asher hi mitzodim wachramim libaha. And libaha, and her heart, nets. This is descriptive of the unscrupulous type of isha, or set, eshet, unscrupulous type of woman, who sets out to lure a man into her toils, to his undoing. This here, 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 is descriptive of the unscrupulous type of woman, the bad woman, who sets out to lure a man into her toils, to his undoing. Umotze ani. Marmi ma veteta hisha asher hi amitzodim wachrami ma libaha, libaha, libaha. Yet the midrash, or mizmor non gamel nun gimel, goes on to state that Rav Shmuel, Rav Samuel, Shmuel taught that Abigail, Abigail did more good for David than all the sacrifices in the world. For had David, had David done that deed that he thought to do upon Nabal, then, even if David had brought all the sacrifices in the world, they would not have atoned for him. But Abigail came to him and saved him. What she did for him is implied even here in today's psalm, in Mizmor Non Gamel Nun Gimel, in the first verse, Hebraically, where it reads, Lamnatzeach Allah. Machlata maskila l'David, to the eternal God. Lamnatzeach, 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 to the eternal God. Upon machlat, al machlat. Even as sacrifices bring about forgiveness, Abigail brought about mechila, 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 forgiveness, mechila l'David, for David, for David. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, a good woman comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil. As is said even in 1 Samuel, chapter 25, at verse 38, where it reads, it came to pass about 10 days after that Jehovah smote Nabal, so that he died. He died. He died. Vayihia ka isareta hayamim, vayigof Yahuwah et navala vayamot. And it came to pass about 10 days after, vayihia ka isareta hayamim, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah smote Nabal, vayigof Yahuwah et naval, and so that he died, or Hebraically, vayamot, 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 and wa. And Yamot, and he died, or bring out the Hebrew sense, Wayamot, so that he died. Wayehi ka isareta hayamim. Wayikofiyo et nabal, Wayamot. So this brings us here to the second Midrash note right here, connected with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, namely, a good woman, a good Isha, Eshet, Oset, comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil. Here is where the second Midrash note points to. The sentence is a command rather than a statement. For example, let the good woman come and be the possession of the good man, and let the evil man die for his evil. May the good woman come and be the possession of the good man, and make the evil man die for his evil. Wayigofi Yahuwah, and Jehovah smote Nabal. Perhaps a second stroke intervened, and this second stroke, Wayigofi Yahuwah et Nabal, was fate. Was Wayamot. 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 What caused Moto? What caused his death? His hand was niggardly in deeds of charity, in deeds of giving, in deeds of charity. Hence, Abigail said to Dawid, even in 1 Samuel 25:25, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this base fellow. Al na yasim Adoni et libo el ish habliya al. May not my Lord Adoni. Al na yasim Adoni. May not my Lord, let not Adoni, I pray thee. Al na yasim Adoni, regard this base fellow. Set not your heart. Al na yasim Adoni et libo. Set not thy heart. May my Lord not set his heart il ish to the man habliyal, the ish habliyal, the isha belial of belial, the basest, worthless man. Al na yasim Adoni et libo il isha habliyal. What did she mean, Chaverim? What did she mean by habliyal, by ish? Ha Belial, by the man of Belial, the man of Belial,
of Belial,
of Belial, of Belial, 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 Belial. Here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, bringing out the Hebrew, Belial means worthless. This ish, man, ha Belial, this man of a high station who is worthless. This ish Belial, this man of Belial, worthlessness, badness, lawlessness, Torahlessness, wickedness, ratchetness, evil, destruction, nothingness. Here, bringing out from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on base fellow from the Hebrew, the ish habilial, the man of the Belial, any man or woman who was considered wicked, ratchet, worthless, lawless, Torahless, or licentious might be called a son or a daughter of Belial. Here, Nabal is called by his wife Ish HaBelial, a base fellow. We have Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13, Judges chapter 19, verse 22, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 16, 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. In these texts, Belial, or Belir, in the other form Belir, as we have the prince of Belir is another form of Belial, is not the name of any individual per se, except that in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Testament, the Hadis Kidan, it is used as an appellative, like attributional name of HaSatan, of Satan. We have this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. The metaphysical of Belial refers to the adversary, HaSatan, the adversary, or in our interpretation, Targum, to the adverse consciousness, the adversarial mind, or the adversarial mindlessness, the adverse satanic consciousness in man. But what did she mean? What did Abigail mean? That Nabal had an evil eye. As is said, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15 and 9, beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9, where it reads in part, beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil. Hishamer leka, pena yehiye davar ra'im levavecha, ve'li'al, beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, a base thought with thy heart. Hishamer, beware, guard, leka, guard thyself. Hishamer leka, guard yourself, beware, guard thyself. Hishamer leka, pene yehiyeh davar ra'im levavecha ve'li'al. Beware, guard yourself, lest there will be davar, a word, a matter, im with levavecha, with your heart, bilial. There be a bilial, a belial, bilial thought in thy heart. The fuller verse, Lemor reads, saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy needy brother, and thou give him naught, nothing. And he cried to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, against thee, against the eye. And it be sin, it be uckery, it be fuckery in the eye. Hishamer leka, pene yihye davar ra'ima levavika, v'li'al le'mor. Karva shenata ha'shava'a, shenata ha'shemita, v'ra'a ayinka. Ve'achika ha'evyon ve'lo titena lo ve'kara aleika illa Yahuwah ve'haya ve'ka chet. Therefore, this is what Abigail, this is what Abigail meant. She also said, my Lord David, Adoni, David, couldest thou not have learnt what he was from Shemo? Couldest not the eye have learned what he be from his name? Churl Nabal Shemo. Churl Nabal is his name. Fool is his name. He acts churlishly. He acts roughly. He acts harshly and speaks roughly, harshly. Vriga. Now this is brought out by what Abigail said furthermore, after she said, Alna Yasima Donieta Liboa Illa Isha Habilial. Furthermore she said, Haze Allah Navala Kiya Kishmo Ken Hu Naval Shemo Ua Nivala Imo. She said furthermore, even Nabal for his name, for as his name is, so is he. For as his name, even this Nabal, Hazeh, Ish ha-bili'al Hazeh, al-Nabal, even Nabal, ki kishmo, for as his name, Can, so, who, so is he. Kia kishmo, ken who, for as his name, so is he. Kia kishmo, ken who, Naval, Shemo, Nabal is Shemo, is his name. U nevala, and Navali, and foolishly, here, the sense of Navala, u nevala imo, and foolishness, churlishness, Imo, with him, Imo, U Nevala, Imo. The word in Hebrew, Nabal, suggests one who is insensible to the claims of either Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Ha'Elohim, or Taman, and who was consequently at once irreligious and churlish. Refer also to Yishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 32 and 5, where verse 6 in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 5 and verse 6, it unfolds. It further unfolds the character of the Nabal, of the Naval, of the fool, in terms that recall at once the conduct of Nabal, described in this chapter, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 25. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Be Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
מזמור נ"ג למנצח על מחלת משכיל לדוד. אמר נבל בליבו אין אלוהים, השחיתו והתעיבו עוול, אין עושה טוב. אלוהים משמיים השקיף על בני אדם, לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים. כולו סג יחדיו מאלחו, אין עושה טוב אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם, אלוהים לא קראו. שם פחדו פחד, לא היה פחד, כי אלוהים ביזר עצמות עונה, הבישותה, כי אלוהים מאסם. מי ייתן מציון ישועות ישראל, ושוב אלוהים שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Psalm 53. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against them. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad.
מזמור נ"ג למנצח על מחלת משכיל לדוד. אמר נבל בלבו אין אלוהים, השחיתו והתעיבו עוול אין עושה טוב. אלוהים משמיים השקיף על בני אדם, לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים. כולו סג יחדיו נאלחו, אין עושה טוב אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם, אלוהים לא קראו. שם פחד ופחד, לא היה פחד, כי אלוהים פיזר עצמות חונך, הבישותה, כי אלוהים מאסם. מי ייתן מציון ישועות ישראל, ושוב אלוהים שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Oh, don't you sell your soul for no them could I offer you $1 million to kill your own mother. Offer me $10 billion to forget my own heavenly father, whose gold I could never sell my soul. One way, boy, just bow. May never sell my soul.
Yes, Ron Tailu. Ron Tailu, Gabriel, Josephine of Bad Brains, right there, with fools, full gold. Yes, I don't sell your soul. Yes, I here, from out of that and into this right here, educated fools here, Damian Marley in the outro. Check it. Yes, sir.
Three mouths is sitting on the record of the truth.
Really?
Discussing things as they are set to be. Said one to the others, now listen you two. There's a strange rumor that can't be true. They say man was descended from a noble race, but the very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife or her baby to rule their lives. The monkey's bitch.
That's right.
Well-educated fools, they are proving the world.
Really?
And start making hard for the boys and the girls.
Absolutely.
And steal all the African diamonds and pearls.
Right.
And start bunk it up in a federal reserve.
Uh-huh.
And then rest the fuck it up on inside fire. Want them to cool and with it, want them to fire. Now them here, they keep jumping, they fear and desired. Load up their belly with some proper shot diet.
Well,
imagine how that summer charging and fires. A revolutionary situation requires. Let's become terror who no face with fires. Surround them into that from burning tires. Grown up their friends and put them on trial. Until they send the reparation dollars. Warning to all the political scholars. Political thieves and political liars. Political cocaine and gun suppliers. The whole of them are going in the flames and fires. When the better play out like some frequent tires. Bound to be the brand of the real bunker liars. I do a fuck with them next time they reach out to budget. The government is a poor people are subject. They bring the guns but the youths them are budgets. For them telling time we lock up in a cottage. Why bore them pieces and all them in habits. With the war series of pain and habit. Now clean up it is me money paper grab it. Let me resort to violence, the place get let up. Somebody now live up, somebody going dead up. Blow! Pull out the garment, them red up. Blow! Tear an apartment, get bled up. Into get ample warning, the poor people fed up. Until every morning, them try hold them head up. Emperor calling, suits them to dread up. Babylon is falling, gun nozzle bend up. Releasing the whole of the youth, them we pen up. Well educated demons have ruined the world. And start making hard to the boys and the girls. And feed all the African diamonds and pearls. And start banking up in a federal reserve. The rest of man they fuck it up and we got inside fired. Want them to cool and with it, want them to quiet. Now them here to keep jumping the snare and the diet. Lord do no belly with a cup of shot diet.
Check it out, junior ganga, junior bang. I'm beat up, Babylon and Vatican. Me no come in for prison, no fear. And me no come in for the government, Fatima. This is a combo, so sit and pass and tell about the good with one. Tell them, tell them, late in a man. Who them take on the day, this song. Me drunk, them instigated, wrong injustice. Now go last too long. Sit down with an enemy and politician. Man, I go bust it pan. Them are the truth and I kill with them brainwash education. Where people across the world, this is a special dedication. Africans and this life. Don't look so no meditation. See them a come with racism. Now support segregation. Now cause what they enough in them click on them congregation. All them bring this country and no more to rock up this nation. That's why them bandits and them all the while show me make a stand. Check this clarification. Yo.
Well educated fools, they are moving the world. And start making hard for the boys and the girls. And steal all the African diamonds and pearls. And start banking up in a federal reserve. Well educated fools, they are moving the world. And start making hard for the boys and the girls. And steal all the African diamonds and pearls. And start banking up in a federal reserve. Well educated fools, educated demons and educated fools. Educated fools, educated fools. Educated demons and educated fools.
I see you are so war. Oh, them see the people, them now see you so war. This is war last time, it's just black power. Cause I represent black power. Well, almighty God in this control tower. A long time me know some only come to the power. Them have the people, them a shout power and shower. I treat them with them rice and flour. You know, me
Me respect Rastafarians, me respect church goer. Them fi know say poor people and no about cat no more. Fire and flames me bring fi all them drunk fire. And that me want the whole of them fi know ya.
And I heard man came from sands and other molecules, way before bodies and barbecues. The good side and the bad side they still argue to. Before scheming and thieving and dreaming and gleaming and fiending, even before Adam and Eve and even. Before it was about being the nicest or whose diamonds at a prices. BC around, Tutankhamun and Isis. On the continent of Africa, pass out and tries to create a character. Solar shit on Earth is magical. Then the strangers came from the boat with the rope. Chains that felt strange, they called it the slave game, the game changed. They had shackled like assholes, the blood clot. So nowadays the whip preventer is a thug's glock. Seen them rape and kill our children and women, the villains. The pilgrims taught the black man how to kill men, let's keep it real. You can't harm me or scar me, respect, call me. History's priority with the Marley. 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 Marley.
Educators, fools, yeah, that Damian Marley right there is here. Teaching is magic. Education, education is the key. Yes, I study. Yes, I. Let's grow in grace and in knowledge. And with his life, there's hope, so we can always, like, better eye and eye self in Yahweh, truth and life. Check this out about the Messiah during the time of Pharaoh and Moshe. Check this out here.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the Redeemer's going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes. Think I and I work on I and I self as we purify in our hearts and minds here, in this season, in this time. So giving thanks for life here. Coming forward, Ross Batch, right here. Give thanks
then
for
Then returned
life.
They unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Yes, I give thanks for life. Ross Bat.
Give your thanks for life, yeah.
Disciple of the Most High begins with the structure of my fellow Zion. Feel the touch from John. In humbleness with each instruction. So many plans and expectations without your life. It's a continuation. God, we know what your life really worth. Yeah. From the tomb to the cradle of birth.
Almighty I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through. So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Habareem, Rastafari Habareem, Nafa Haba. Yes, I. Here, looking for TJIF, Pesach, Passover Eve coming forward. Outro tune here, another Ras Bash tune, Jah, children.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Baba Chana. Aina healing kings of kings and lords of lords. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. He lift up himself and light of this earth. Yeah. Unkos negas, girmawe, aile selasifert. Who give us birth? In a banana exception and self-worth. Yeah. Out of the ghettos and out of the slum four corners, Rasta youth them a come up. Brighter than the morning sun with the thunderclap and the pound their drum. To the king of vibration. Majesty to face the day.
and for keeping wicked Babylon from out of we way. A redemption time and a time we play. Liberation of our man is not far from delay. From the top of the mountain, Rastaman, the mighty knowledge chanting. Fire gonna burn you away from Babylon, it is you wanting. From the magic green earth, Rastaman, the mighty knowledge planting. Keeping the teachings of his majesty, I know they standing. Alpha and Omega, I will rule this earth. His majesty, yeah. Open the door and the window for all humanity. As we praise each other.
Yes, 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 sweet gospel reggae. Give thanks for our patch. Looking forward, 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 TJIF. God bless the eye and keep the eye. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom.